Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It's review time. It's Ben month. And we could not be more excited to be with you guys. If you're watching this, if you're listening, do us a favor real quick and just hit the share button, hit the retweet button. If you're on iTunes later, hit the little share button in the bottom right-hand corner. Share it to your social media. We certainly would appreciate it. It is Ben month. This is week three of it. We're hoping
best
that
month ever.
Understands the assignment.
Boy.
Ben, did we even talk about your birthday? Your birthday was last.
Did we 10 have days ago.
No, well, hope you had a happy birthday.
We've happy birthday.
About last month.
It was great.
Or last week.
A great birthday.
We were so thrown off by you screwing up the show last week. Yeah, you went to Disney. You went to Disney.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So, anyway, Ben month, week three. Brandon and I are going to turn down our headphones.
And turn your cameras off.
And we're going to keep watching so that we can tell when you're done.
I'll text you.
But don't screw this up. All right. Ben, take it away.
I hate my screen's black. This is a nightmare. Okay. Today, we're going to be drinking something a little more on the expensive side. This was a gift to me given by my boss for my 10-year anniversary at work, who was advised by TJ, right? And so it is a Horse Soldier barrel strength. Comes in 119 proof, and it's actually weeded, surprisingly enough. It's a weeded bottle. And so I want to see if they can pick up on the fact that it is weeded, but they probably won't. Having the mic to myself is incredible. And so I'm just going to milk this as long as I can. Anyway, Horse Soldier, it's actually bottled here in St. Pete. So it's a good local bottle. A little on the pricier side, though. I've been seeing it primarily around the $90 to $100 range. So it's going to be an interesting review. I'm actually pretty excited about it. We'll see what notes they pick out and see if they can get the bottle. Alrighty, come on back. Come on back
in. Okay. We're back. Ben has described
this. Good job,
Ben. This.
You screwed up.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what this bottle is, so we're already going into something better than we did last week.
Wow. Good job, guys. Progress.
I do what I can.
If you're getting better
the whole time.
You're getting worse. Okay, probably.
Could you imagine? I mean, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yes, I can imagine.
All right. So what are we drinking here today, Ben?
I don't know.
All right,
it's unknowable.
I need to go back and hear the audio, but looking at the camera, Ben's face was so unsure of himself there as he started to talk. He's completely frazzled and confidence is broken.
Yep.
All right.
Well, glad to be here. Glad to be drinking Ben's whiskey. Let's talk about the nose. You guys know what we're drinking. We don't quite yet. Brandon, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
I just told Ben I spent a whole bunch of time outside today, and
yes.
There's so much pollen around me. That
allergies?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Right. So, go ahead.
All right. So, I am getting a nice level of sweetness on this, but like a little musty, too. So, sweet and musty. It's pleasant working together. I'm getting like a bready sourdough kind of vibe to it. So, there's a slight sourness, but it comes off more bready, and then the sweet is like this nice icing with a little toastiness. Not a ton of like fruit forwardness, maybe like red apple, but more so like we're talking about, like, to me, I'm perceiving it as like more baked good sweets more than anything right now. So icing, bready, caramel, maybe. TJ, what about you? Did I influence your nose at all?
A little, not much. I do feel like I've gotten some of the caramel, some of the sweetness. Let me get the glass out of the way of the mic. I'm getting a fruity, like a fruity apple or something in there. I don't know. Maybe a lemon. Maybe some lemon zest, apple-y.
Maybe a little lemon zest, too, which I have a theory what this is. And if you're saying lemon zest, TJ, I think that's falling in line with some of this profile already, potentially.
So I'm going to say it's the Costco small batch.
True, you guys. Doubled up.
Yeah. No, but it's a pleasant nose. It's an attractive nose. It's mostly sweet.
Yep.
A little shiny, maybe?
A little bit,
a little shiny?
I'm getting sour, I guess, is how I've perceived it.
So I was getting like a sour apple.
Shiny nose.
I also think a sour apple would work with like a lemon zest. I think you can interpret mm-hmm. that one way or the other.
For sure. I do think it's like this nose does, like if you really like get super nerdy and just get in there, it's actually better. Like some toastiness and there's more complexity if you get into it. So it might be like portend to a sign of quality, I guess, if you go diving deeper and it gets better, maybe, as I'm guessing. I don't know. All right. What about... Well, I always feel bad when we skip over like when I'm doing it or now Ben. Do you have anything on the...
Craft you down a path.
All right, let's go to taste, TJ. I haven't sipped this yet.
Yes.
Da, da, da. I like your shirt there, Brennan. I feel like you wore that on Tuesday, though. Ugh, wash yourself.
Watch yourself.
Bom, bom. There's some spice on the front of that. I mean, yeah. You know, so immediately thinking this is a rye because I get the spice that's on it, right?
I think it's either like a high rye bourbon or a low rye. And I have a distillery if it is a bourbon that I think it is based on the flavor profile again, because there is a spiciness. I'm with you, TJ, but it's not the rye spice to me. Like I'm not getting dill. I'm not getting anise. Or, I'm not getting the mint.
You don't get a lot of anise, if we're being honest. Well, that's what I meant. Yeah, I agree. It doesn't seem super old either. It seems kind of young. Not like, I'm not talking 2 years, but like I don't think this is like a 10-year-old rye or anything.
The nose gets better after having a sip of the bourbon, so it's complimenting well. Like the nose got like nice custardy creaminess. Almost like a cinnamon bun.
Oh. The nose does
cinnamon bun.
Yeah, there's some spice on the front of the nose or on the front of the palate, but it gets pretty mild right away, where it kind of jumps into that, again, that caramel, vanilla, icing, standard bourbon flavors. But again, leaning towards like the very sweet, not to me super fruity side, more again, kind of like feels like it's going down the lines of more like a sweet, like baked good dessert, I guess.
Correct. Yeah. Less fruity, more pastry. I like that. Mm-hmm. How about the finish? What do you think about the finish? And you don't want to say anything about the notes on it. Again, you don't want to
get no. I'll review once we get farther on because I know what I think about it.
So I get a ton of caramel on the finish, like that's the last note, and there is a nice little bit of like toastiness and spice as well, but not like a forward flavor. Like the flavor that I'm getting on the finish is caramel. It's pleasant because there's a few things going on to kind of like complement the caramelness, but it's more sensation, I guess. So it's a nice finish. It lingers for a decent amount of time. It's not crazy long. It's not aggressive either. It's pretty inviting, pretty friendly. So for me, I don't like a finish that fights me a ton. I just wanted a little bit of complexity there, and I think it offers that. So the entire drinking experience is a nice whiskey. I like it, Ben. I think it's decent quality, whatever it's going to be. I think it's a good pick. I think it's going to have a chance, depending on what happens with the value part of this, to be big board worthy. There's a level of quality to this that is pretty solid all throughout. I like it.
Yeah, I agree. I think the finish is above average. It has a lot of things that Brennan mentioned. I think it holds on pretty well. It holds on longer, but doesn't necessarily like fight you super, super hard. But it is very inviting. It's pleasant. I know that we're not to the rating part yet, but I'm probably like, this is above a 0.5 for me. I don't know that it's a 1, but it's probably a 0.75. I'll think about it more as we get there, but it's an above average finish for sure. Okay, cool. So let's rate it, and then we'll rate it up to value. Brendan's leaving. We'll rate it up to value, and goodbye, then we will. Brendan.
Goodbye, my friend.
You we'll have been what it is.
You have been the brand for me.
Mama lover.
Kiss my heart.
Yes. The one where Brendan didn't get it.
This is my guess of what it is.
Oh, you got something there.
I got a lead. It's not that verbatim, but I think I'm in the right wheelhouse. So I think
interesting. All right, make you guess first then.
Are y'all ready to guess?
No. We're gonna rate it up to value before we
go. Oh, you're right. You're right.
So 1 point for the nose. No, I'm sorry. 2 points for the nose, 4 points for taste, 1 point for cohesiveness and complexity, and then 1 point for did I say the finish? 1 point for the finish, and then 2 points for value. We'll go all the way up to value, but we won't rate that until we know what it is. On the nose, Brendan, start us out. I'll go taste first. You go nose first.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely above a one as a starting point here. It's not super complex, but it is very nice. So I'm between 1.25 and a 1.5. I will go. I'll be generous here. I'm going to go 1.5 on it, on the nose. I think it's a really, it's a good nose. I would round down, I guess, but I'll be generous tonight because I feel bad that Ben butchered everything so badly last week, and he probably feels really embarrassed about that.
No, I'm going to go with 1.25. I'm probably higher than a 1.25, but I'm going to round a little bit down. I think that the nose is, it's not as remarkable as I want it to be. It's above average. I just think 1.5 is like really good. So I don't know, I'm being a little harsh here, but I'm about to make up for it on the taste because okay. I do I'll, really, I'll really like the direction. Taste.
There's a nice depth like to like if you really get into it, like it does like become really pleasant in my wheelhouse of just like sweet caramel sugariness. But yeah, I'm more sugar. You're 1.5. Yeah. All right, so we're all kind of in the same range. All right, that's
I'm
fine.
Probably like 1.4, but I'm gonna round down.
Instead of rounding, that makes sense. That's rounding. That makes rounding sense.
Yeah.
I just can't bump it all the way up to 1.5. So
that's fine.
All right, taste. But I do like the taste a lot. So taste, I'll go. I like the cinnamon. I like the vanilla. Taste is really good. I'll give this a 3.25. Like,
oh,
I, you know,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's very far above average on flavor. And that's, you know, I marked a little bit off. Marked a little bit off for the nose, but I'll give it a 3.25 on taste. I really like the taste.
There's something a little so I like the flavor of it. I don't love it. There's something where TJ kind of mentioned the age, like where it seems a little young, definitely not an older one. It doesn't at least drink that way. There's something a little on the more brittle side with it, if I'm you know, being critical on it. I do think it has these nice bready pastry notes, which I find myself drawn to typically. So I'm enjoying it. I just don't think it's like this great flavor profile. Like it's a really solid one. So I'm going to go 2.75 on it.
I'm 3.25 with TJ.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm a fan of this bottle.
Okay. It's a pretty big discrepancy.
From what I've been given on this, it's really good.
Hmm. Nice. Finish. You go here first, Ben.
So I think the finish is one of the better parts of this bottle.
Okay.
I think it finishes really, really pleasantly, and it, like it's long lasting. Like it kind of just sits there for you. And so I'm not trying to like I said, walk you down a path, but this I think this is a pretty good finish. So since we're out of one finish,
right? Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. One. Uh-huh. Since we're out of a one on finish. I'm trying to go 0.75. I enjoy the finish on this one.
Same for me. I kind of gave this away earlier. I don't think it's a perfect finish. Above average, 0.75 kind of makes this one an easy one to do. Brendan?
I went 0.75. I like it. It hits the things that I pretty much look for in a finish. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
It's hard to give a perfect finish. We're a little critical there always. All right, cohesiveness and complexity. Brendan, start us off.
So it is very cohesive. It's going to get the 0.5 for me there. I think for complexity, it doesn't have a ton going on. Like I like that I can kind of get into the nose and it just becomes more pleasant and not necessarily more complex though. I guess I'll go 0.75 for this because I don't think it strikes me as super complex, but it is very cohesive and works together well.
Same idea. 0.75 for the same reasons.
0.5 for me.
Ooh. Where does it miss for you?
I feel like I would like more complexity. It's definitely consistent. You know, it's a lot of sweetness. Sweetness, spice, you know, it just anyway, that's where I'm at. 0.5.
Okay.
0.5. You said 0.5 or 0.75?
0.5.
0.5.
Oh, okay. A little low. All right, so going into value, which we'll rate in a minute, I'm at a 6. Sonone is at a 5.75, and Ben's at a 6. So we're pretty, we're pretty even across the board here. We all kind of rate this the same. Brendan's a little low, but Ben and I don't know what it is, and Ben does, and obviously we came out with the same score. Took different paths to get there, but came out with the same score. And Brendan's, you know, just like he likes to do, bringing up the rear. All right, let's try and guess what this is. Price, proof. Type.
Yeah.
Price, proof, and what it is. Type, I'll go rye. Brendan?
I'd be surprised if it was a rye. I think it's a bourbon with a higher rye mash bill.
Okay. Proof. I'll go like 110 for me.
That's closer. I guess I was going to go 101. But just to kind of be closer and maybe have a check mark against you, TJ, I'll go 105.
Okay. Price, you go first on this one.
I'll hedge my bets because of what I think it's going to be. Potentially, it might be a little more expensive. I'll go $50 on it.
Yeah, I'll go slightly higher. I'll go 60 on this one. MSRP. If it's a secondary-ish bottle, right, then, you know, MSRPing it. Mm-hmm. I really have no clue. You know, I don't know. I have no clue. I'm trying to think of a bottle that Ben has that he really likes.
So unfair that you have that in your arsenal.
Yeah, but it could be like he could have gotten it from a buddy or something. It could be completely not that.
Ben's not putting in any extra work to do this. I can guarantee you
that. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'll go with the Jack Daniel's single barrel rye. Like, that's just, that's okay. I don't think that's it. But
that's a little
higher
than 110 proof.
Yeah, and price.
Hedging bets.
All right. Okay, it's all over the place. That's what we're doing. Yeah. If this is a rye, I think it's finished in something or has like a toasted finish or something. Like, there's this, it doesn't have the rye harshness to me. So I'd be surprised. I think it's from the Wild Turkey line. I poured 101 just to see like if Ben was like trying to get like this value up on us, and it's not 101. This is better than 101. But it does have like the Wild Turkey cinnamony and the lemon zest and some of like the cinnamon bun like recollection to me. So I'm going to guess it's Wild Turkey 1 would be my guess. I don't think it drinks as old as that would be, which is what, 14 years. But I know it's something that one of you guys has in your collection. And I think this has Wild Turkey vibes to it and some toastiness. So that's my guess.
Okay. So a couple things. Let's start with proof. Mm-hmm. Neither of y'all were that close. This is 119 proof.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Versus 100. And I almost was like interrupting on taste, because if I was going to, if I would have told you this is 119 proof on taste and it drank lower than that, that could have affected scoring a little bit.
Definitely.
I didn't, but I just, anyway, so that was a consideration there.
Not in a bad way. Like sometimes it's like not watery. It just tastes like it's 101 to 110 proof. Yeah.
Second thing, I'm both glad that you guys guessed rye because it's wheat.
I thought Brady. I didn't guess rye. I said a Wild Turkey.
High rye. Bourbon. Okay. There's actually rye in this match.
There's a little spiciness, but it was. I did say sourdough on one of the tastes.
Yeah, yeah. You backed away pretty quickly from that when you said high rye bourbon.
TJ didn't help me
both
out.
Both of y'all are wrong with that one. Price is expensive, and you know that's kind of where it is. But
what's the price? What's the price?
I'm going to show you the bottle, and then I was going to tell you the price.
Okay.
It's around $90. It is.
Oh, my. Oh, Horse Soldier.
Oh, nice.
I think this was really surprising when I drank this. I thought this was kind of going to be like good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it was going to be good. But I poured it, and I was like, this is really good. I've enjoyed drinking this.
You know, I think those spices that we kind of get off of it come from that Texas, I think.
I don't know. It doesn't taste like any Balcones that I've had or Garrison Brothers.
Yeah.
Horse Soldier isn't it Ohio and then finished in Florida?
Yeah, I don't think it's Texas.
TJ, you
ignorant. I was thinking of Garrison. Relax.
Yeah. Woo. There's like a bottling plant in St. Pete.
Yeah.
And
a cool restaurant too. That's
right. But I really think this is a good bottle. I really do. I like this a lot. The story behind it is cool, and the fact that it's a wheat and y'all both guess rye, so it makes me happy.
I didn't guess rye. That's not accurate. I guessed a high rye bourbon. Not the same.
We both guessed rye.
No, all that's right, not what happened.
So, sorry. I gave this a 6
out of 8.
Now you know it's $90.
$90. I know. That's the only problem is that it is expensive, but it's you're not going to be like searching for it. Like this is not like an allocated bottle. Like you can find
yeah. this. Yeah. I'll give this a – it's unique. I will say that.
Specifically, remember we did that entire bourbon festival in Curtis Hickson.
Well, it was
and
free
we
there,
tried
so, yeah.
this barrel strength, and it was the best of the day.
Yeah.
Like when we tasted like 40 bottles.
Which is 100% why you have that one right now. You're welcome.
Right. I'm just saying. it's really good. So take
yeah, consideration. It is good. I give it a very above average score for a high price.
I know. That's the bottom. That's the problem.
The problem is that you can find other sixes. Like you can find other six out of eights for cheaper.
For $70.
So it has to get docked. I'll give it a – I'm between a 0.75 and a 1.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I think its uniqueness maybe gives it the 1. I'll be generous. I really probably lean closer to 0.75, but I'll just be super nice tonight and give it a 1. Brendan?
I'll go 0.5. And I mean, it's still going to give it above a 6 for me, and that is like a buy range for us. Like I think there is like a intrinsic like value to it. It's not something that I would recommend everyone go out and find, but – you know, if there's the horse soldier part of this, so there's a military based value to it. If you're extremely patriotic or have someone in the military part of your life, like that's a gift for sure. There's a Florida tie, which for us is obviously valuable too. So, you know, not something I would maybe go out knowing that it's $90. If it was like $50, like, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
The problem is it's smaller. So like everything is $50, even though like their base bottle.
The small batch one. Yeah. And they do a decent job at everything. Like I tried their entire line, their baseline. I thought it was solid, but yeah, this is solid. Just 0.5 for me. I just can't go much higher than that at the $90 price point.
I think it's right at 0.75. I think that's probably the choice at $90. It's, it's not an easy pill to swallow.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Lord. That takes our average. So Ben's at a 6.75. I'm at a 6.25.
Devil's number.
Ben's a 6.25. I'm at a 7. It's a 6 2/3.
6.66666.
Repeating.
Oh, dun dun dun.
So another little nod I'll give it for the value to justify it a little bit. A lot of times, so okay, can I tell the story about how you got this? I think that's fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of talked about it in the introduction, but yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we weren't Ben's, hearing that.
Yeah, for the first time, you understood the assignment. Ben's boss obviously reached out to me and asked, you know, for a good $100 bottle to get him, you know, for a work occasion. And I think that a lot of times people who maybe aren't as into bourbon, they think that, oh, that $100 bottle, like that's what I should get him. I should get him that $100. Like that's the threshold that I should spend. Because so often we think, oh, if it, you know, in several aspects of our life, not necessarily bourbon, we think, oh, well, I'm going to buy them tickets or something. Okay, well, I'm going to spend $100, or I'm going to buy them this or that. Okay, well, I'm going to spend $100. You know, I'm going to get them a gift card to dinner. It's going to be a $100 gift card or whatever, right? Like you don't get a 25 or whatever. So I think that it's a, you know, not that we necessarily recommend buying this way, but if you're trying to buy a gift in that $100 range, it's the best $100 bottle you can get. Now, I still think you're overpaying for it a little bit. Like we've all said, this is a kind of a below average value.
At $70, this would be a great bottle.
Right. But if you're buying a gift for somebody and you're trying to spend $100 on that bottle, because I think a lot of times when we buy gifts for people, we do justify, we do like put values into it and say like, oh, it's a $100 spending limit or it's this, that, and the other. This is probably the best you can buy for that $100. Now, you know, that's a very unique situation. I would probably still just buy somebody $250 bottles that I really, really like that I would kind of say trumps this. But again, his boss reached out and this was the best that I thought I could come up with for that $100 at the place he was shopping. Don't give me 18 messages with, you know.
There's nothing wrong with this. I think it's a pretty, I don't want to say neutral, but it's not offensive. There's levels of depth and quality to it that are good, and I think it's a good gift whiskey.
There are definitely worse $100 bottles.
I think that's the value. I think that's a good, it is good, but the story behind it, I think that's kind of where it falls. This isn't something I would add to my own collection, but like I think I see this getting this for like my dad, or he is someone who's into bourbon, but not like diehard. For sure.
I've enjoyed drinking this, like I'll grab this randomly, and I do feel a little bad that it's like a $100 bottle. you know, like a little bit. But I like it, you know, like of all the bottles in my collection, I do enjoy drinking that. It's a good option.
And it's not a rye.
True. It's a wheat.
That's losers. That's rye. That's rye.
You guys are idiots.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it's a I think it's definitely a bottle. If you can get a pour of it, that's what I would suggest. Get a pour of it out. It is good.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot at $100, but yep. It is good. We went to that beer festival or that bourbon festival, and it was really, really good. So check it out. Hey, if you're not interacting with us on social media, we certainly would appreciate it if you do. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. People tag us in their pictures of what they're drinking all the time. We like sharing that. We like seeing that. We like seeing usually Brendan drinks like a night or two a week. I drink a night or two a week. Ben drinks a night or two of the week. So we'll share our stuff. We like seeing what you guys are have going on. So hit us up at Bourbon on a Budget for TJ, Brendan, and Ben.
Myself.
Cheers.
Cheers.